Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 329. Almost shortchanged eight right there. And it's May 19th, and we are recording from our studio in sunny downtown Greenville, Illinois.
Not just 20 minutes ago, it was rainy downtown Greenville. We've had some strange weather go blowing through here like crazy. There's been tornadoes in Oklahoma. There have been tornadoes in Texas. And it's been some wild weather that will be continuing to come through this neck of the woods. So,
and speaking of just blowing in, so has our guest.
We have a guest today.
A special guest, a return guest, Taylor Steele. Welcome to the podcast.
Howdy, howdy.
It's nice to be back.
So we sat down, we've talked a half an hour at least, but after you sat down here before we turned the mics on, and we just want to catch up with you, your music, your life. Folks that have been Creekside with Don and Jan followers and Owl Creek Gazette followers know that you've been involved with a lot of what we've done over the years, starting with just reading the magazine. And yes. Then you said that that kind of inspired you to connect up with us to help us with some of our events. And so let's just kind of catch up. After you left the big town of Greenville for greener...
The big G.
How do you leave the Greenville for greener pastures? But you found your way over to Effingham. A lot through your music. So Greenville lost you to Effingham, but tell us what you've done since you've left here.
How is it at the crossroads?
There you go.
it's pretty great, actually.
Good.
The crossroads.
Retroads. It's another way to say it.
But, yeah, when I left Greenville here, too, and move in that direction, mm-hmm. I had no idea what to expect or what was going to happen. So there was really no plan or, like, a career move necessarily. Like, I was, I think I was 19, too, when I moved, and... I ended up moving in with my friend Bill Poss, who does all the Poss Music Works and mm-hmm. the Moxon Creek Festival and everything over there. So the festivals definitely brought me towards that direction. But also Bill, I ended up meeting him from a connection that I met here at Adam Brothers Open Mic when I'd played here. And there was
when Adam Brothers was not Creekside Community Group.
Right, right. And it was an artist that would come to the open mic from Centralia that, like, told me to come to Vandalia to this open mic. And that's how I met Bill mm-hmm. and just, you know, started playing open mics over there every week. And then I ended up moving there and moved in with Bill and paid Bill rent and lived behind his house in a summer kitchen in a mm-hmm. little shack mm-hmm. for about a year.
I've seen that summer kitchen. It was a nice little shack.
Yeah, I had to go inside to shower and do dishes and everything. But worked for me at that time.
And we always write about living small. That's what you were doing, was living small in your own way.
I guess I was living the Owl Creek kind of life without realizing it or meaning to. Uh-huh.
But you just didn't have a creek running through it. That's all right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the nice connection. We always come back to community and what has developed from this location where we are now, the former Adam Brothers. And it's really been fun to see how that connection and years later, there's still friendships that have survived all the, you know, the moves and everything. And so mm-hmm. that music, the group of people you've met from that music community is really a neat bunch of people, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And that's what really first drew me into hanging out in Effingham or I went to the open mic there, and could have been just like any other open mic, but it wasn't. Like I felt like just playing and expressing myself. That was one thing too that I strived to do, being 19, and you know, now I have an album and everything, but mm-hmm. then it was just building who I was as a songwriter and an artist, and you know, putting myself out there much as I could, and just to see what I could do and what could happen.
We always said your songs were like you were an old soul, because you keep saying when you left you were 19, and we'd listen to some of your music and we think, how does she feel and know that already at the tender age?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was uncanny, and where on earth were those things coming from, and how did they come out of you?
I've always been really reflective too, and I guess being aware of myself or where I'm at in my transitions and looking back and trying to look forward and all that too. And I think my songs have been a way for me to be present with myself and understand either things I'm going through or, you know, decisions I have to make or have had to make and all that. So,
well, that's the way an artist's mind works. So I guess so. You know, we shouldn't be so surprised you're an artist. That's the way you roll.
Yeah.
So speaking of your music, before we get into more about what you're doing now, let's take a minute to listen to one of the songs. Yeah. And which one would you like to share first?
Let's go with the first song on the album. It's called Jeremiah. And one thing about the album, too, I want to mention that all the songs on the album are set in order chronologically from when I wrote them. So Jeremiah was the first song that I'd written. I wrote that before I was in high school.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, here's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was
holy crap, where did that come from? That was amazing.
It was, and I want to say, before we let you answer, our little chit-chat with you that we've had so far doesn't do that voice justice.
Not at all. So,
we remember when you were on long time ago, and you sang that, just your solo. It was wonderful then, but wow, what a difference. Tell us about...
What a difference a band makes.
Yeah, that's
and like you said, sure. Your voice has matured in age and your experience, so yeah, tell us how the album that you've mentioned, how that's all been, created.
Yeah, so I've had all these songs written, and I performed a lot of them here at the open mic at mm-hmm. Adam Brothers, like I mentioned before, and they were all written by myself. You know, I sat in my room, on my bedroom, childhood bedroom on my bed, and wrote these songs, and my first experience of expressing them, and getting them in front of other people was always by myself, you know, so mm-hmm. over the amount of time that I had kept playing those solo in front of people, they'd changed in their own way. Like Jeremiah has changed either in the style of phrasing is a lot of it too, and has changed over time. But then having the band and meeting all them, and I've always wanted a band. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a band. So once that started happening and really started seeming promising that we could roll with playing my songs. So it's been about 2 years, I guess, 1.5 or 2 years since we've been playing live. So live performing and just constantly just getting in front of people and doing that has really let these songs morph into something mm-hmm. cool, because we've played as a band and we've really connected together as friends, but musically, you mm-hmm. know, too. So we all kind of know where everybody else is going and let everyone take their own creative energy and put it into my songs too. So that's so super exciting for me.
It is. And tell everybody your band's name and your band members. Why don't you?
Yeah. So Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers is the name of the band. And our lead guitar player is Jim Stewart. And we have a drummer, Kyle Heinen. And our bass player is Garrett Burris.
Well, you know, we were... delivering magazines over to Joe Sippers.
Yeah.
And, you know, struggling artists all have other jobs, too. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And we walked in, we're setting the magazines down, and I'm looking at this guy across the way from me at Joe Sippers, and it's like...
Beardless Burris.
And that's when it hit me. He's talking to us like we're old friends, you know, and I'm going...
Who are you?
And, you know... And then it dawned on me when it was Garrett. And it's like, holy crap, what happened to your beard?
Yeah. And I think the first time you guys met him was at the Expo. What was the name of the Expo? Because they've changed.
They changed every year.
Exposium.
I think it was a home show that
home
year,
show.
Wasn't
the
it?
The Home Showsium.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It was our spring event. Talk about morphing. It morphs every year, too. But that was...
Morphine?
Morphing. I-N-G.
Give me more morphine.
Changing and morphing.
Children, don't say that to your mom and dad.
But it was that that home show.
Right,
that
when all the musicians came.
Yeah, when we were doing the local music page. Mm-hmm. And you had me kind of put together a lineup for the home show do live music outside by one of the barns. And
it was very
Garrett
well
was
received.
A part of that. And a lot I was surprised at how many musicians, friends, you know, mm-hmm. talking about that community that I found in Effingham.
Right.
Just those friends that we all support each other. And they, you know, traveled over here and, you know, played music.
And it was
for
a beautiful day and the whole thing just worked perfectly
it
that
was.
Day.
Yeah,
so, but we remember Garrett with a beard and he looks 10 years younger.
He was beardless that day, though, I think.
That's interesting.
But that was the only reason I went, I think I know that guy. Well, I knew that guy because that was the guy that I saw.
Yeah.
Well, and the picture, if anyone's picked up the May, June issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, the article you wrote also included a picture of your band, and
yeah,
he has his beard in there.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, so beardless Boris.
All my men have beards in that picture.
All my men have beards. Is that a criteria? Oh, no. It's shaved now, so what are we going to do?
You brought Danny with you here, too, and he's bearded as well. Look, wait a minute. Well trimmed, too. But last night, at 7 o'clock when I got home last night, this was a full beard, and it was 3 inches long. And at 9 o'clock, I'm down to a goatee because I'm hot and I can't take it anymore. That season. Yeah. I cannot take it anymore.
I think that's where Garrett was at. He's like, I'm ready. There's going to be a lot of sweating involved this summer. So we got a lot of festival gigs to play this summer in the heat. So
yeah,
I told Donnie he looks like a southern gentleman, you know, right out of the...
So, Beauregard, bring me my slippers.
Now, speaking of summertime and all the things you've got planned, why don't you give us an idea of where people can find you, and then also tell where they can purchase your album and CD, and what do they call them these days? Album, CDs?
I call it an album or a record. Because that's what we did. We recorded a record. You know, to me, when we were in the studio, that's what we were doing. It's not, you know.
And
CD will eventually be outdated
everything is digital.
We're spending a lot of money to sell them, though.
But they are, you know. It's just a necessary evil. And whenever music travels from person to person on MP3 or click, and you know, there it is. You got the song. How? What's your body feel about getting paid for that? What do you?
Oh.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Well,
to
we're
you?
We're not going to put our music on streaming on Spotify right away, so we're avoiding giving away our music for free. Long as we can hold out, you know. And and one thing about having a CD, of course, CDs the most recent, it will most likely be outdated soon. But, you know, to me, it's like having a record. CD's the next best, like an album, something tangible, you know. Like, for me, it's about album art and setting a style and an app, you know, a feeling whenever you look at the cover.
And you open that
read
up.
Read it and read our thank yous and, you know, read our message.
And there's nothing like touching 180 gram vinyl. holding that sucker in your hand.
I think I dream of the day that I can hear our album on, you know, letting the needle drop and hearing that fuzz and the groove.
Well, set the needle down gently, please.
Just hold it up as high as possible.
Drop.
Well, that's the 7-year-old version. But we, you know, I'm very careful with
my grooves.
I fix record players, and
I think you guys still have one of my record players that I've never picked up from you.
I do.
Portable one.
Yeah. I did. I pulled the batteries out of it so they wouldn't rot.
Yeah.
But at least I saved it from rot, and I think that was really all the problem was.
You guys can use that if you want.
I have a nice little Technics direct drive turntable at home, and I'm always going to the thrift store, and I don't tell you this, Jan, because I will duck into the thrift store when I drive by it and
those
I see it.
Dollar
open
records
it. And I'll run in there just to look through the records, and then I'll hop back out.
If you dig, you can usually find some good stuff. I still lived here, I used to go, and you never know what's going to be in there.
The sad part is that has burned down the thrift store here in town.
I heard about that.
So,
I was here just last week, and a friend of mine let me know about that.
It didn't burn down. It had some severe damage, and for goodness sakes, I believe it was arson.
That's what I did.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sickening.
Really unfortunate.
It is. Well, let's segue back to get back to your summer plans.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. I've been doing my own booking and stuff. Some people have contacted me, but we've really come up with some really great opportunities for this summer, and I was really hoping that once we have this record that we can go right into, we have a CD release happening in about three weeks, June 9th, and then every weekend after that, we got, it's summer now, you know, so we have about 4 festivals set to play.
Well, mention those, don't you?
Yeah, the same ones that we played last year, too, so it's POS Music Works is Summer Sundown. Let's go chronological. we got Mox and Creek Festival in June. That's the third weekend of June. And we're playing on Friday. We're closing out the Shady Stage before the main stage on Friday, I believe. And, so then our CD release party is June 9th. Then we have Bees in Stock the weekend between Mox and Creek and the release party. And Bees in Stock is in Sisney, and it's kind of it's the 15-year anniversary of that, so a lot of musicians and bands from St. Louis area and kind of like hippie or rock and roll or, you know, got a lot of like reggae, a lot of different kinds of music, kind of a hippie festival. But that's going to be really fun. And we also have Framley Fest, which is a Grateful Dead festival. One with a lot of St. Louis bands involved, but we played there last year as well. And Summer Sundown Music Festival is the one I'm most excited about and most passionate about because, like we were talking about Garrett, he's one of the Summer Sundown, I consider one like his brainchild, him and Andrew. Andrew is his roommate and partner. It was Summer Sundown and with Bill. So the three of them have made that happen. And it's focused on local music, you know, so there's local bands from St. Louis, but Champaign and Carbondale and Central Illinois. So it's really exists to show people how much entertainment and like authentic talent is here
to showcase that local,
you know, right
talent,
here in everybody's backyard.
Well, Taylor, do we have time for another cut?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you like to hear?
Let's do
what would you like us to hear?
Yeah, I like a lot of the songs. Starting with Jeremiah and Down, there are a lot of different styles even in the songs as they change. And like I said before, I kind of put them in the order that I wrote them, and that's been over. Like, each song was written in like a few years in between them, too. So I think I was going through different phases or different influences. But I'd like to play one of the newer songs. I'm going to go with I Try, which is the last song, original song of mine on the album.
I Try. Here we go. Yeah.
When I lose at your face, you're throwing it at me like a warm embrace. When I lose in your eyes, so blue, so fine, lifted up to sky. It was so hard to give, more than I was giving. I didn't know no life could be this worth living. Yeah.
while. Once again, I've got to ask you, where on earth did that come from?
All that soul.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, okay. Well, the beer is a complimentary.
Yeah, I'm legal now.
Holy cow. That was just amazing. And
thank you.
And I, you know, I had said sometime before, or, you know, a long time ago, that I knew a gentleman in Memphis that might enjoy having you up on stage in his place called
Remember
The Warehouse.
You telling me
about that. Yeah, and I misunderstood him, and he misunderstood me, and things just never happened out. I thought it was actually a live bar, but no, it's a private club. And he invites very exclusive people to it. And I will talk to him again.
That would be really cool.
And send him a cut and see what he thinks. So, but anyway.
We'll invite him to listen to the podcast.
We will
How
invite
will that
him to
be?
Listen to the podcast. Yes, indeed. And wow, I'm blown away by
it. So, exactly what you're talking about. It's powerful. It's soulful. So another great performance by Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers.
Yeah. And I can't take all the credit. They are my songs. And of course, my feeling, you know, the lyrically, the emotion and feeling behind it. But, you know, it's still just not the same with all the work we put in really connecting our, you know, our sounds together. Like, without the band, or with the band, I guess there's a sound there.
Well,
that I can't just capture by myself.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's great to hear that.
But I think the way that my voice has changed, or my influence has changed, my style has all been, you know, working towards it, of course. Mm-hmm. But having band members there and the confidence when we first started the band, and starting to play my original music, I heard my own songs in a brand new way that I never, you know, would have been able to understand until, you know, you hear it.
And, yeah, indeed.
And I really love each member of my band, like what they bring to mm-hmm. the sound and everything too. So yeah, I think my voice changing, of course, getting older and more mm-hmm. mature and all that too is a part of it. But
it's all come together.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've mentioned where you're going to be performing, but you're also doing something with Try Music.
Yeah,
Try Music. And so that's a nonprofit organization, I think, started by Stacy Rhodes, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
She was the impetus from that. And people will remember Stacy she's been on the podcast before. She wrote for us for a full year in the Owl Creek Gazette, and it was really neat to see.
She's a great writer and speaker.
She really is, and she brings so much of her music and her work to things like Try Music. So tell us a little bit about that and your participation.
I met Stacy in Effingham at the Village Wine Open Mic, where I met everybody else. You know, mm-hmm. that I hang around with, and that community of, you know, musicians. And but she had expressed to me her want, her strive, like her aspirations of building Try Music, I guess about 3 years ago. And she had approached me, and she had the idea of having music mentors and teaching lessons for kids, and having group lessons or group, like the movie School of Rock. You know, it's mm-hmm. kind of
sure.
the summer program that she's doing is very similar to that, like mm-hmm. get kids in the same, you know, wanting to play music or wanting to be in a band or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we kind of play, we'll teach them a song and they'll all learn a song together, and then we'll all write a song together.
Oh, fun.
And perform it. And, you know, and there's chances for these kids to play a slot at Summer Sundown Festival, you know.
Oh,
so it's all connected.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, striving. It's like if one of us wins, we all win kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know.
Well, and that's what we were talking about here with the reason we named Creekside Community Brew. It builds on that same community that we've built with the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside. And so Terra Mater Meals, Roxanne and John have always worked with us. So they bring their talents, you know, into mm-hmm. our endeavors, same way you guys do. And it's really nice.
Yeah. So I've been doing recently starting to teach music lessons to some kids through her with Try Music and everything, and it's been really lovely.
Mm-hmm. How old are the kids?
Pretty young. I'm actually not certain on each of their specific age.
Well, yeah, but tiny.
Grade school.
But yeah, grade school.
The grade school. Yeah.
Yeah. Younger than junior high, even, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And which is a lot easier for me to start. I've never given lessons before. I've never taken lessons before. I'm all self-taught and have learned to play by ear and everything.
Wow.
So so at first I was very hesitant in going in and teaching, because mm-hmm. there's still some, with them being younger kids, there's still some theory and stuff that I need to build up to get to that next level of teaching. But it's been a really good filled, you know, a, something for me to do and make a little extra money along
with
focusing on the album.
Well, tell us how people can find more about all those festivals. I believe you have a website that you say where you're going to be and how they can purchase your album or your CD and just find out everything they need to know about what you're up to.
Well, I want to know when the vinyl's coming out.
I know.
So do I.
All in good time.
So we'll have the CD. We've been working towards having the CD available and for everyone to purchase at our CD release party on June 9th. So I want to give some information about that. It's going to be at Tuscan Hills Winery in Effingham. And it's June 9th. The doors open at, our doors are going to open at 3, and we'll have a 3 hour, we'll have 3 hours of music. Our band will play last and play 1 hour and just go straight through and play the full album. And we're actually, there's a keyboard, a pianist, and organ, and all that in the album itself. And we hired a session musician, Catherine Marks, who is, you know, beyond, she's just amazing. She's like a wizard at what she does. And so being able to work with her was such an enriching and great experience too, along with just recording, being in a legitimate studio like that for the first time anyway. But so we're actually getting a keyboard player, local keyboard player. He plays some jazz, and he used to play with John Spicer Band from Patoka.
Yeah.
So he's coming in and playing keys with us. So, and we're also going to have some conga. So we're adding some musicians to try and recreate the album, you know, as much as we can. And we're having a couple openers. A couple other female artists are going to open for us. And we have Fiona Kimball from Champaign. And she played at Summer Sundown last year. And Danny Flowers from, I think she's from the Effingham area, but she sings in Nashville and is beautiful.
Cool.
She has this bluegrass like bird, like a bird, this angelic voice. So really excited to bring kind of a women's night of music too to this CD release. And and also Pos Music Works is having a cookout. So there's a $5 cover, and that includes hamburgers and hot dogs, and we're having a potluck situation where people can bring side dishes and everything to share.
And so this is, again, what day?
June 9th.
June 9th. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So it's coming up quick.
It is. And after, I've been sweating.
And after June 9th, you've got any other dates going on then?
Yeah, we're booked up until August.
Oh, wow.
And then all that's on your website.
Yeah, so
website.
The website.
Get that website out there.
So the website, I should be plugging everything. I should be getting on top of this. Yeah, my website is taylorsteelmusician.com, and that has all of my solo information and like videos of past promotional stuff I've done, and also all the stuff with the band and information about the album. And our show dates, and I've been keeping all that up to date, and so you'll be able to see that. And I think the best and like easiest way really is our Facebook page. And
that's what I was going to mention.
Yeah,
you
our
are
Facebook
there.
Page is probably the best, most efficient way to figure everything out about us.
And that's Taylor Steel with three E's. Right.
Yes, not all in a row. But
not all in a row.
Right. Steele.
Very good. Yeah.
I have often misspelled your name in the magazine over the years.
People have. It's better than, you know, calling me Taylor Swift. So I do appreciate it.
Okay. It doesn't work not to get to this music. This is too cool. Well, Taylor, thanks for coming in, and thanks for sharing that music with us. That was
absolutely
incredible.
It's really good to see and talk with you guys again.
It's good to see you too.
And
it's been
a long time. Knowing I've been on the podcast before and shared, I think I've shared songs on the podcast that I'd written that like are lost songs I never play anymore. You know, I've listened back to that. I'm like, oh, I wonder why I played that song.
Well, should we close out with one of your songs?
Sure.
Let's do that. You pick one more, and we'll take out the show with your song.
Okay. Yeah. Let's stick one in from the middle of the album. It's more of a country song.
Very good. What is it?
It's called Live On Without.
Live On Without. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all take care. We'll see you next week on Creekside.
Good night, folks.
Cry, we'll try. traveling man. Lose our direction, hold on to something we can never hold. Maybe it's better to live on without living places that I only hold. Live only in searching for something that shines, some kind of meaning of life in our love. There are so many days left to live. I'm only looking for a place to call home. I can't forget that I still hold a heart in chains in place of mine. Maybe it's better to